plans to march against Google in 9 cities across the country this weekend to protest the firing of engineers James Damore over his controversial memo have been postponed. 2 right-wing rallies are still scheduled, though, one in San Francisco and one in Boston, where counter-protesters are expected to also show up in force. The rally is expected to draw thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, and authorities are taking measures to keep the crowd safe. Today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh spoke, first offering his condolences to the people of Barcelona, and then he laid out plans for tomorrow's event.
Tomorrow's march is in response to the hate that happened last weekend in Virginia. We don't respond hate with hate. We respond hate with peace. We want people to be civil, and we want everyone to make sure that we make Boston proud.
Joining us now is WBUR senior correspondent Bruce Gellerman. And Bruce, we just heard Mayor Marty Walsh there and other public safety officials. They also spoke this morning. What did they say and why was it unusual?
It was unusual because, Megna, it's not every day you hear the mayor of Boston tell people not to come to the Boston Common, which is really the very heart and if not soul of the city. And, you know, they're going to be closing the famous swan boats. They're going to be closing the frog pond to ensure public safety. So, you know, it's a big deal.
So how many people do they expect to come?
Well, about 1,000 for the free speech rally. They're the ones who got the permit to march. And then as many as 20,000 counter-demonstrators. The mayor said he didn't want, you know, to grant the permit. He said that, you know, the courts gave them the right to march and speak. But, you know, he said that we'll respect the rights of free speech, but they've got to respect our city.
The Boston Police Department has met with the Boston Free Speech Coalition to work on a safe pathway forward. They've agreed to specific rules for a rally on Boston Common. If anything gets out of hand, we will shut it down.
And more than a couple of times, he said, zero tolerance. We're going to have zero tolerance.
Okay, so he mentioned specific rules there also in that tape. So what kind of steps are city officials, law enforcement officials taking?
No bottles, no sticks, no weapons. He cautioned people not to bring backpacks. They can have them, but they're going to be inspected. There's going to be 500 Boston police officers on hand, 100 state patrolmen on hand, more if needed. Interestingly enough, they're going to be making great use of 100 policemen on bicycles and barriers to separate these groups of demonstrators and protesters. He said that, you know, the mayor said that, you know, we're good at this. The chief of police said, look, we had 175,000 people gather here just in January for the Women's March, and we're good at this. So they're going to have, I should tell you, Megha, they're going to have more surveillance cameras, and they're going to have undercover police.
Well, Bruce, tell us a little bit about the folks who are organizing this rally. They call themselves the new free speech movement. Do we know more about who they are and or who they've invited?
Well, they had a small rally in May. It was basically civil, and there was demonstrators, and there was a lot of screaming and yelling, but not much. They applied for a permit. They got it this week. I spoke to actually 3 people who had been originally on the guest list. So there was Joe Biggs. He's going to be speaking. He's a former Army sergeant. He was a reporter for InfoWars. People might know him because of Pizzagate and the conspiracy theory there. He's a big advocate of that. He's going to show up and speak. I also spoke with Augustus Invictus. A white nationalist, he ran in the GOP primary in Florida against Mario Rubio. He only got 1,000 votes.
Marco Rubio.
And he was invited. He was disinvited. But he says, just because I was disinvited, I may show up. And there's a Massachusetts man who is going to be running, hopefully, he says, against Elizabeth Warren. He's India from India, and he gave her an DNA test to prove that she's an American Indian. So,
okay, but let's, in the last couple seconds that we have here, Bruce, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the context of Boston and race here, because that's not so straightforward. It's complex.
Oh, it's complex. You know, on the common is the Shaw Memorial honoring Massachusetts 54 Regiment and the first black soldiers who fought in the Civil War. You might remember, Megna, the famous photo soiling our old glory from the desegregation, the busing demonstrations of a white teen attacking a black man with an American flag on a pole.
Yep, in the 1970s,
yeah.
Right? Yep.
And, you know, so this is a historic place. Sometimes the price of free speech can be expensive.
That's Bruce Gellerman. He's WBUR's senior correspondent. Bruce, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.